President Bush and British Prime Minister Tony Blair held a second round of talks today in Belfast, Northern Ireland. Discussions focused on the future of Iraq in a post-Saddam Hussein era. During a session with reporters afterwards, the president stressed what a post-Saddam Iraq would be like.
A free Iraq will be ruled by laws, not by a dictator. A free Iraq will be peaceful and not a friend to terrorists or a menace to its neighbors. A free Iraq will give up all its weapons of mass destruction. A free Iraq will set itself on the path to democracy. The end of Saddam's regime will also remove a source of violence and instability in the Middle East.
Besides Iraq and the Middle East peace process, President Bush and Prime Minister Blair also discussed efforts to revive the power-sharing agreement between Catholics and Protestants in Northern Ireland. NPR's Don Gagne is in Belfast. Good morning, Don.
Good morning.
What exactly did the two leaders accomplish at this summit? This is their third in less than a month.
It was, and this one was really a chance to look ahead. Much has been made of the differences between President Bush and Blair over how big a role the UN needs to play in shaping Iraq's future. They've played down any of those differences today. They hope they've tamped them down. President Bush said that UN role will include the work of bringing in food, medicine, financial help in rebuilding the country. He also said the UN will help pick the interim government that would come in months down the road once the U.S. military feels it's okay. That it's safe and stable enough to turn control over to an interim authority. One other point, asked if there'd be a fierce debate at the UN over how to proceed now, Blair said it's important that they not fight those old fights all over again. He was referring to the really fierce pre-war debate. He said the key now is for the world and the UN to share responsibility for making the lives of the Iraqi people better.
There was a bombing attack in Baghdad yesterday that apparently aimed personally at trying to kill Saddam Hussein. Did the president say whether he thinks the Iraqi leader is still alive?
He was asked that specifically. He said he did not know Saddam Hussein's status. He was, though, very upbeat about what's happening in Iraq, saying freedom is spreading, that the regime's days are numbered, that Saddam Hussein has essentially lost control as the fighting in Baghdad intensifies.
It's a short summit, Don. The president will be on the ground in Northern Ireland barely 20 hours. But it's also covering a lot of topics, the roadmap for peace in the Middle East, Northern Ireland. Why are they included?
Well, that's something that Tony Blair wanted. He wanted U.S. backing for his proposal to revitalize the Good Friday Agreement. That's that five-year-old power-sharing agreement for Northern Ireland. And the president gave it his endorsement, and he urged the parties in Northern Ireland to really accept that British proposal as their own. Blair also made the point, as did the president, that they feel you can hold up the Good Friday Agreement and Northern Ireland as an example for the Middle East. Blair said for those who say the process in the Middle East is simply hopeless, he says, well, people once thought Northern Ireland was hopeless and violence has calmed down just considerably in the last 5 years, so people can look to Northern Ireland for inspiration.
All right, thanks very much. NPR's Don Gagne with the president in Belfast.